Welcome back, my friends, to Nancy's Morning Meditations. I'm Nancy Stallard. This is my dog, Mandy. And today we're going to be reading from My Utmost for His Highest by Dr. Oswald Chambers. You can order your own copy of this devotion book simply by going to utmost.org. And I would love to hear comments from you and also how these devotions are increasing your faith in Jesus. You can contact me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. That's NancyJoy, the number 2, the letter U.com. Now let's hear from God's Word today. Welcome to My Utmost for His Highest for April 20th. Can a saint falsely accuse God? This should be a good one. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20 says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Can a saint falsely accuse God? Jesus' parable of the talents recorded in Matthew 25, 14 to 30 was a warning that it is possible for us to misjudge our capacities. This parable has nothing to do with the natural gifts and abilities, but relates to the gift of the Holy Spirit as He was first given at Pentecost. We must never measure our spiritual capacity on the basis of our education or our intellect. Our capacity in spiritual things is measured on the basis of the promises of God. Isn't that an interesting way to look at it? I like that. If we get less than God wants us to have, we will falsely accuse Him as the servant falsely accused his master when he said, "You expect more of me than you gave me the power to do. You demand too much of me, and I cannot stand true to you here where you have placed me." When it is a question of God's Almighty Spirit, never say, "I can't." Never allow the limitation of your own natural ability to enter into the matter. If we have received the Holy Spirit, God expects the work of the Holy Spirit to be exhibited in us. The servant justified himself while condemning the Lord on every point, as if to say, "Your demand on me is way out of proportion to what you gave me." Have we been falsely accusing God by daring to worry after He has said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you"? Matthew 6:33. Worrying means exactly what this servant implied. "I know your intent is to leave me unprotected and vulnerable." A person who is lazy in the natural realm is always critical, saying, "I haven't had a decent chance." And someone who is lazy in the spiritual realm is critical of God. Lazy people always strike out at others in an independent way. Never forget that our capacity and capability in spiritual matters is measured by and based on the promises of God. Is God able to fulfill His promises? Our answer depends on whether or not we have received the Holy Spirit. I really like that one because it is saying, you know, it's based on the promises of God, and all the promises of God are yes and amen. And He is going to equip us. So I hope today, my friend, that you can just go out in His power and the power of the Holy Spirit and whatever job He has given you. Don't say, "It's too hard," or "You haven't equipped me," because you know what? When God leads us to it, God will lead us through it. And it's like He never really gives us everything we need until right when we need it. So go ahead on out there, do great things for God, knowing that He's got your back and He is going to give you all the ability that you need at the time that you need it. I hope you have a great day going out there using all of your abilities to help God just tell the world about His saving grace and the love that He has. And my friend, always remember, you matter. You matter to God, you matter to me, you matter to your friends and family. And God has a unique and fun and exciting thing for you to go out there and do. So get out there, live your life, love other people, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Welcome to My Utmost for His Highest for April 24th. Ready in season. Here we go. Let's look at 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 says, "Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." Ready in season. Many of us suffer from the unbalanced tendency to be ready only out of season. The season does not refer to time, it refers to us. The verse says, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season." In other words, we should be ready whether we feel like it or not. If we do only what we feel inclined to do, some of us would never do anything. Isn't that the truth? There are some people who are totally unemployable in the spiritual realm. They are spiritually feeble and weak, and they refuse to do anything unless they are supernaturally inspired. The proof that our relationship is right with God is that we do our best, whether we feel inspired or not. I agree with that. One of the worst traps a Christian worker can fall into is to become obsessed with his own exceptional moments of inspiration. When the Spirit of God gives you a time of inspiration and insight, you tend to say, "Now that I've experienced this moment, I will always be like this for God." No, you will not. And God will make sure of that. Those times are entirely the gift of God. You cannot give them to yourself when you choose. If you say you will only be at your best for God as during those exceptional times, you actually become an intolerable burden on Him. You will never do anything unless God keeps you consciously aware of His inspiration to you at all times. If you make a God out of your best moments, you will find that God will fade out of your life, never to return until you are obedient in the work He has placed closest to you, and until you have learned not to be obsessed with those exceptional moments He has given you. And we can all be guilty of that. You know, we have those mountaintop moments when we just think, oh, I'm serving God and this has been a great day or a great weekend and I'm just going to always live on this high. But, you know, you don't. There's ups and downs all the time. But the important thing is to be willing to talk to people about Jesus anytime, when you're feeling good, when you're feeling bad, when it's sunny, when it's raining, anytime at all, because you never know when people's hearts are ready. So when people bump into you in the grocery store or maybe on the street or in work or wherever, even in the bathroom if you're going somewhere, maybe have a moment and talk to Jesus or just compliment them or just encourage them in some way. There's always a way to be encouraging and sharing the gospel with people. So I hope that you think about that today, that you don't ever want to be out of season. You want to be in season, ready all the time to be sharing the gospel with people. I hope you have a fun day sharing the gospel with somebody today, because you, my friend, are going to be in season, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Thank you for watching, and I would love to answer any questions you have about faith in Jesus or how to grow your faith stronger. Contact me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. That's NancyJoy, the number 2, the letter U.com. And if you would like to order your own copy of My Utmost for His Highest, simply go to utmost.org. Thanks for listening today. I hope to see you back here tomorrow as we all grow our faith stronger by reading God's Word.